Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is March 27, 2007. For today's show, we are going to do a review of the Lens Babies 3G. And the Lens Babies 3G is a really cool apparatus that you can use to improve or enhance your digital or regular photography, and it really gives a really cool effect. And basically what the Lens Babies 3G is a lens that you actually attach to your camera. So in order to use it, you take the lens off your camera and you add the Lens Babies lens. Now what makes the Lens Babies lens different is that you can manipulate that lens in order to give you various depth of field effects and really mucking or changing the way depth of field is represented on your camera. For any photographer that has some experience with a 4x5 camera or an 8x10 camera, basically those old cameras with accordions in the middle or bellows in the middle, then they're going to be familiar with how a Lens Babies works. Because with those old-fashioned cameras, basically you controlled the movement of that lens. So in normal cameras, the lens basically stays perfectly straight. But in the older fashion cameras, you could move that lens itself. You could move it toward the subject, away from the subject. You could move it on top of the subject, below the subject. You really had a lot of leeway with regard to how the lens would move. And it doesn't move that way in normal cameras, so you're always getting a fixed effect. But when you put the Lens Babies onto the camera, you basically have that ability again. It really matches those large format cameras, whereby again you can actually make the lens tilt upward or downward or side to side, and that absolutely changes the sweet spot or the area of sharp focus within the actual scene. So if you're shooting, let's say, somebody's face and it's with a regular camera, well, the plane of the camera again is always going to stay vertical
or flat rather.
Though the plane of the camera might be vertical, you could actually move the lens left or right, up or down. And what's that going to do? It's going to change dramatically the focus of the camera. And basically, at the end of the day, when you look at a photograph made with that Lens Babies tool, in this particular case, the Lens Babies 3G, you will notice that there will be one area of central focus, and then you're going to get blurring effects on different parts of the image. And it's very unique. You can't match this technique unless you're using special software. You can't match it with regular lenses. It's quite special. So how does it work? How does it work in practical use? How will it work with your photography? Well, first off, let me suggest that the Lens Babies is not for everyone. I would say that you have to be a pretty serious amateur to professional photographer for this to be really useful for you. And I'm going to tell you why. First off, it takes a little bit of getting used to. It's not something that you're going to slap on your camera and be able to get the best of it right away. Like anything else, you need to practice with it to get the best effect. And basically how the Lens Baby works is you put it on your camera and you do like a preliminary focus. So there's that bellows mechanism that I just spoke about before, and you have to move that bellows in and out in order to find the area on your shot that you want in focus. Then you lock that area in focus. Then you use a little mechanism on the barrel to fine tune that focus. Once that area is fine focused, then you actually move the lens like we spoke about, either up or down or side to side, in order to change the depth effect and to get that blurring effect on your image. And then finally, you might have to do some fine tuning again to keep your original area that was in focused. So primarily for that reason, it's not something that you're going to use super spontaneously. It's not like an autofocus camera that you're going to pick up, you're going to shoot your subject, and that's the end of it. No, every single shot is going to take a little more work. And if you want to get the best effects, it was my experience playing with this, that it needed a fair amount of work actually. In order to get the hang of it, you kind of have to take a lot of shots and you kind of have to read the instructions carefully. If you just put this on the camera and start using, unless you have all kinds of experience with it, you're probably not going to be the happiest at first. You really do kind of have to play with it. After you play with it, it's worth it, but you have to play with it a bit. So it's been my experience that the Lens Baby 3G works better, or it's easier to use with still objects than with moving objects, so with still lifes rather than portraits. I've seen a lot of portraits with the Lens Baby 3G, and I took a couple of them, and you could see the effects on the blog as well, where I'm going to put up some photos. And you can do portraits, but it's harder because, you know, your living subject actually moves, and because you're playing with an area of fine focus, any movement from the camera or the subject is going to affect the final focus. So if your subject is absolutely stationary, like a bowl of candy or anything actually, it's going to be easier to focus from that end until you get the really good hang of it. Once you're really experienced, you can do portraits more quickly, for sure. I noticed that after playing as well. But especially when you start, it's going to be easier for you to shoot stationary objects. So I suggest that if you do buy it, you should practice with stationary object first and move to portraits after. Another thing you should know about the Lens Babies 3G is that there's no electronic connection with your camera for all models. I have a newer edition Canon, and it did provide me with the shutter speed when I gave it the aperture, but that's not the case for all cameras, and you may only be able to use it in manual mode, so you may actually need to take a light meter reading if you're using a traditional camera. Or, you know, just check out the results if you're using a digital camera, and, you know, you can gain exposure really easily with a digital camera. But you should be aware, with many brands of camera, including Nikon's, that the Lens Baby 3G will not communicate electronically with that camera. Which, like I said, is not that big a deal, especially if you have a digital camera, because you could just check the results right away and make adjustments right away. Now, the Lens Babies comes with different apertures in order to make it act like a real lens. And basically, the apertures are little pieces of rubberish material that you attach and detach from the Lens Babies apparatus. I had a little teeny complaint that the apertures aren't marked. So they just come as rubber rings, one on top of the other. And there's a little picture of what aperture ring corresponds with what aperture. But I think it could clearly be marked on the aperture ring what aperture it is. So that's a little teeny concern. It's pretty easy to figure out, but it would have been nice had there actually been a marking on the aperture ring telling you what aperture it is. But it's pretty easy to change apertures, and by changing apertures, you're going to get different effects. It comes shipped with the f4.0 aperture or f-stop attached to the Lens Baby, and that's actually what I recommend. That was a really good one to use, just because it was really easy to see the blurring effects and depth of field effects with that aperture. Also, using a wider or larger aperture means that you could see the image more easily through your camera, because, you know, smaller apertures have a smaller hole, so if you put that smaller hole on the lens and you look through your lens, it's going to be harder to see what you're looking at, especially if you're indoors, and especially if you go really small, like, you know, f16 or something like that. It'll be hard to see through it indoors. It won't be hard outdoors, but indoors it'll be a little difficult. Also, when you change the apertures, the bigger the aperture, the smaller the sweet spot, and the shallower the depth of field. So your area of sharp focus is going to be a little harder to get at when you use the larger aperture, but you're going to have a really cool effect once you play with it. I mean, you'll get good effects all the way, but the larger apertures are going to give you the best blurring or depth of field effects, that's for sure. Now, the cost of the Lens Babies 3G, it's not cheap, but it's not a fortune. It's $270 US, and you know, if you're getting into really high-end filters or any type of lens, you know, you're in that price range already. So it's definitely not exorbitant. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not exorbitant either. And for $270, you know, if you're really into your creative photography, I would wager that it's a really good bet and that you're really going to have a lot of fun using it. Like I said at the beginning, though, it does take a bit of practice. But if you do practice, you know, you will have a good time with it. Also, Lens Babies, they have a really good forum on their site at lensbabies.com. And you can actually see different effects and different photographs that people took using the Lens Baby. And some of those photos are amazing, much better than the ones that I'm actually putting up for my test. Some of them are really fantastic. So it's well worth the purchase if you're a creative photographer and you really, really, really love to experiment and want to really get the best edge on your photography. If you love selective focus also, as I do, you know, playing with focusing effects, depth of field effects, you will love this lens, baby. It's really, really, really excellent for those effects. So all in all, to conclude, I would say that, you know, if you're a serious creative photographer and you're willing to work a little bit to get your great image, then Lens Baby is going to be a really good buy for you. If you want to slap something on your camera and take really fast pictures, you might be disappointed. You might be, only because it does require some work to get the good image. But if you're willing to work for it, as I would hope that many of you are, then you won't be sorry with the Lens Baby's 3G. They also have different models of Lens Baby, and you could check those out at lensbabies.com. A lot of the older models are a bit cheaper. So, you know, if you're on a tight budget and you want to get similar effects, but you don't want to spend the money, you can move down one or two grades and still get a Lens Baby's tool that will give you similar effects, though it may not be as easy to use as the Lens Baby's 3G. And that'll be my review for the Lens Baby's 3G for today. As always, thanks so much for listening. I'd love to hear comments. So as always, you can send comments to photography.ca@gmail.com. You can respond right to the photography.ca blog directly, or you can put up a post on the photography.ca lesson board. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we should be back in about a week or 10 days or so. And in the meantime, keep on shooting, everyone. Bye for now.